Woo! So we're back again with another episode. Welcome, my name is Selassie. This is the Aloha Show. You know, when I posted the first episode, I had so much social anxiety. I had so many doubts, which I still do. The thing is, I really do not know how much progress the show is going to make, how many people are going to listen. But I really hope as time goes on, people will get to listen to my show. So you guys, just share for me, share my show, comment. I know you like it. I'm not as humorous as you think, but if you meet me in real life, oh come on, I'll make you laugh. But yeah, so stick and stay with me, guys. Okay. So let's get right into it. So today's episode, we will be talking about trust in relationships, okay? But before we continue, I just want you guys to know I am going to put in the link for you guys to make comments. And then the next show, when we will talk about it before we discuss the new topic. And then I'm going to also leave my social media handles also in the description, so you can connect with me and then we talk. If you need advice on something, I can give it to you. If you need me to insult you, give you a spanking, give you, you know, send me Kanyan Satrel, I will do that as well. So yeah, one of the hardest things about trusting someone is learning to have confidence in your own judgment. Your trust is much more than finding signs that your partner has been unfaithful. It's about believing that they have your best interests at heart. Everyone is born with the propensity to trust others, but through life experiences, you may have become less trusting as a form of self-protection, which is a good thing. Okay, falling in love also can be very invigorating and scary all at once. The inability to trust a new partner may take several forms, from feeling they are dishonest or being secretive, to doubting whether they are going to keep their promises or be dependable. Now, let's take a moment to consider this, okay? Your partner is not solely responsible for creating mistrustful feelings. Okay, think about it. You can't just push the blame to one person. Okay, it has to be both sides. Okay, you sit down, identify the problem, and then you fix whatever it is. Okay, you don't just push all the blame to someone. It's a relationship, it's supposed to be a two-way street. You get it? And then the papa could be that has to take the blame. It's not just a person that has to take the blame. See, you have to work. Yeah, merge and then do it together. So, in most cases, you must take equal responsibility, like I said, for creating an atmosphere of safety and security in your relationship, okay? Now, in order to start the process of overcoming mistrust, I think you should ask yourself some questions, okay? Now, some of these questions, I wrote some of the questions down, so I'm just going to read what I have on my notepad. Okay. So you ask yourself, what is the story? What are you telling yourself? What is the story I am telling myself? Does my fear of loss and abandonment cloud my perspective and cause me to overreact to my partner's actions? Is my mistrust coming from something, or is something actually in the present, or is it from my past? Is it related to my past? Or do I feel comfortable asking for what I need and allowing myself to be vulnerable? Or is it bringing my best self to my interactions with my partner? Now, this particular question, I feel most relationships go through a lot of problems around this. But we'll get there. Okay.
In prophecies, you know. And if you believe your partner will hurt you, you can unconsciously encourage hurts to emerge in your relationship. But day by day, if you learn to operate from a viewpoint that your partner loves you and wants the best for you, you can enjoy trust in your relationship. So these are some of the ways I feel will proactively build trust in your relationship. So you acknowledge your feelings and practice being vulnerable in small steps. You build confidence by being more open with your partner. You discuss minor issues. You know, I feel that is usually a great place to start before tackling higher matters. Okay, you just be honest, okay, and communicate key issues in a relationship, right? Challenge mistrustful thoughts. Ask yourself if your lack of trust is due to your partner's actions, insecurities, or is it both? You should be aware of unresolved issues from past relationships that may trigger mistrust in your current relationship. Also, you just trust your intuition and instinct. Okay. You should have confidence in your own perceptions and pay attention to red flags. Be vulnerable and ask for reassurance if you feel mistrustful. We all need it sometimes. So you just do that. Do the needful. Okay. Trust your intuition. Because most of the time, what your gut is telling you is what is right. So follow it. Now, always assume your partner has good intentions. Okay? If he or she lets you down, it may just be a failure in competence. Sometimes people simply make a mistake, okay? And it's perfectly normal. It's totally fine. Always listen to your partner's side of the story, okay? Believe that there are honest people in the world, right? Unless you have a strong reason to mistrust him or her, have faith in your partner. Don't always think that they are bad people because they did something, okay? So sometimes it's just better to listen. But make your idea ground. We are crazy day, yeah? Don't just listen because you're listening. Just listen, but use your head also, okay? Also try having a conversation after an argument, okay? If you feel overwhelmed in the conversation, you can take a short break so you can process everything that has happened. This gives you both partners time to calm down and collect your thoughts so you can have a more meaningful conversation. Okay. So I feel these are some of the things you can do to learn how to trust each other in a relationship. Right. Although I feel this, I could keep going on and on. I feel like I should end over here. I might maybe do a part two of this, probably have someone talk on the show with me, like a co-host. Yes. So we will see how that works out. So thank you guys for listening. Kindly share today's episode and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, guys, it's bye for now.